Parak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. V'med Devar Ma'amurim, when are these words said? That which we learned in the previous Mishnah, V'chova u'benedava. She's arvo kini nedava, where they're all carbon olos. They get mixed into kine chova stumos. Stumos, again, is where one did not stipulate which bird is the chatas and which bird is the ola. So we know for sure that half are chataos and half are olos. Or, she's arvo olos o'chatos mefereshes. You have an ola, or a chatas that was set aside, gets mixed into kine chova stumos. V'chol elu, in these cases, ein kosher ala kavinina olos, should be kine chova. We only make kosher like the number of olos in the kine chova, or like the number of chatos in the kine chova, like we learned in the previous Mishnah. However, aval b'chova shenes arva zu b'zu. If you have kine chova stumos of one person, that gets mixed into kine chova stumos of another person, not chova with nedava, rather chova with chova of two different people. Achas lezu v'achas lezu. For example, one kan of Rachel gets mixed into one kan of Leah, or shtayim lezu u'shtayim lezu. We have two kinim of Rachel that gets mixed with two kinim of Leah. Or shalosh lezu v'shalosh lezu. We have three kinim of Rachel that gets mixed with three kinim of Leah. Sheyesh b'taruva, so you have in this mixture, half of the birds are going to be a chatas, half of the birds are going to be an ola. Shechetz, and half of them are of Rachel, and half of them are of Leah. So mechtza kosher u'mechtza pasol. Half of the mixture will be kosher to be brought on the mizbeach for hakrava, and half will be pasol. Why? Sheimnis arva kan achas, if one kan of Rachel gets mixed into one kan of Leah, so the kohen is makrif from the mixture, just one bird as a chatas and one bird as an ola. Why? She'eluk shem heimikomakum, because these are going to be kosher no matter what. Either these two birds are shel achas, is just of Rachel's or Leah's, shel Rachel or of Leah, or one bird is Rachel and one bird is Leah. However, lo yakav, the kohen cannot be makrif two chatos or two olos, because maybe they're both of Rachel, or maybe they're both of Leah. But we call achas, meaning each one of them is only chayv to bring one chatas and one ola. And in this arv, if you have a case of three kinim of Rachel gets mixed with three kinim of Leah, so now you have a total of 12 birds. Why? Because you have six chataos and six olos. So makrev akon, the kohen can be makrev from the mixture three chataos and three olos, because at the very least, these are going to be kosher. Either they're all of Rachel's, or they're all of Leah's, or some are from Rachel and some are from Leah. Avelo yakav arbet, the kohen cannot be makrev for chataos or for olos, because maybe these four are all of Rachel, or maybe these four are all of Leah. Very cool. Achas man, each one of them, ein l'lahavi, they're only bringing three chataos and three olos. Next case, achas lazu, ushtayin lazu, v'sholosh lazu, v'es lazu, u'mei lazu. Say you have one kan of Rachel gets mixed into two kinim, or three kinim, or 10 kinim, or 100 kinim of Leah. Or you have a case where kinim achados, several kinim, shalnashim, shalnashim, various women, get mixed in together. For example, one kan of Rachel, and then two kinim of Leah, and three of Bilah, and 10 of Zilpah, and 100 of Sarah, they all get mixed together. So now hamuat is going to be kosher. The kohen is makar from the mixture, the chatas and the olos, like the number of chatas and olos in the smallest amount of kinim that are being brought. So for example, in this arva, kan achas, one kan of Rachel, in the two or three or 10 or 100 of Leah, the kohen is only going to be makar from the mixture, one chatas and one ola. And in this arva, if three kinim of Rachel gets mixed into 100 kinim of Leah, then the kohen is makar of three chatos and three olos. Kohen is always going to take the smallest amount. And the chain in this arvu kinim achados, of several kinim get mixed in. For example, one kan of Rachel, two of Leah, three of Bilah, 10 of Zilpah, etc. Eino makrev al chatas achas, the kohen is only makrev one chatas and one ola, because that's the smallest amount. And the smallest amount is going to be kosher no matter what. It's the same principle being repeated over and over again, just in various cases. Aval, however, lo yakav yotu ben emuah, the kohen cannot be makrev more than the smallest amount. Lest he bring too many chatos, too many olos, more than what the smallest amount was going to bring. For example, if it's arvu yachad, if you have a mixture of three kinim of Rachel, five kinim of Leah, 10 kinim of Bilah, they all got mixed up, the kohen is only makrev three chatos and three olos, like the number of kinim of Rachel, which was the smallest amount. Lo yachad, the kohen cannot be makrev four chatos or four olos, because maybe they're all of Rachel. Now, Rachel is only able to bring three chatos and three olos. And Bain Mishim Echad, whether the kinim that get mixed in are from one shame, meaning they're all set aside for, you know, various ledos for birth, it's in that category, that's why the birds are being brought as a carbon. Or Bain Mishnei Shem, whether it's different names, meaning one kind set aside for a leda, for a birth, and one kind set aside for a ziva, for a case of ziva. And Bain Miisha Achas, whether it's from one woman, Bain Mishnei Nashim, whether it's from two women. And the Mishnah Dalad goes straight into it and explains, digresses on this last part of the Mishnah. So Mishnah Dalad, Ketzad Mishim Echad, what's the case of Mishim Echad from one category? Leda v'leda. For example, in Mephisha Isha, if a woman sets aside a khan for this birth, for this leda, and then another khan for a different birth, for a different leda, and they get mixed into each other, or ziva v'ziva. Or she set aside one khan for this ziva, then another khan for a different case of ziva, and they get mixed into each other. Mishim Echad, that's the case of Shem Echad, one category. Klaimer Sha'af, it could go and say, even in this example, for Noag Da'alach, they learned in the previous Mishnah, the Kohen is Makar of only one Chatas and one Ola, but not two Chataos and not two Olos. Why? Shemesh Shtein Mikan Achas, lest they both be from the same Khan. Shekar Nikvu Ba, where it was already designated one bird for a Chatas and one bird for an Ola. However, if Hefrisha Shtei Kinim B'Yachad, if the two Kinim were set aside together, and they're brought to the Kohen, and she says, here, take these two Kinim for my two Ledos, or take these two kinim for my two zivos, then the kohen can be makriv two birds for the chatas and the other two birds for the olos. That would be okay. O chatas ve'ola al chova achas, either one chatas and olos for one chova, the chatas ve'ola al chova acheres, and the other chatas and olos for the other chova. And the next case, mishnei shemos, what's the case of two shemos, two categories, leda ve'ziva. For example, a woman sets aside a kan for a leda and a kan for a ziva. Or she sets aside two kinim ka'achas at the same time for two ledos, and then she sets aside three kinim at the same time for three zivos. And they get mixed up into each other. The mu'ud is kasher, meaning the smaller amount, which is two over here, is what's going to be kasher. Next case, ketzad shtei nashim, what's the case of two women? Alzu leda v'alzu leda. For example, you have two women, sheviu ka'achas, each one brings a kan for a leda, or kine ledos, a chados, or several kinim for several ledos, that are all set aside at the same time, and they get mixed into each other. Or al-zuziva val-zuziva. Just arva, a kan of ziva of one woman, it gets mixed into a kan of ziva of another woman. Or two kinim of one woman, shefrishasan ka'achas, she sets them aside at the same time for two zivos, gets mixed into two or three kine zivos of another woman. Mishim echad, this is the case of shem echad, one category of shtei nashim of two women. Or mishnei shemos, what's the case of two shemos of two women? So alzu leda of alzu ziva. For example, this arva kan of leda of one woman gets mixed into a kan of ziva of another woman. B'chol el, in all these cases, knowing hadin that we learned in the previous Mishnah, that im achas lazu v'achas lazu, if each of them have one or two, or each of them have two, so then half would be kasher and half would be pasul. And if it's one, if this one has one, this one has two, this one has three, this one has ten, again the mu with the smallest amount would be kasher. Rabbi Yossi says, "Shtei nashim shalachu kineim be'erav." If you have two women that bought their kineim as a partnership with ma'os meshutvas, money in a partnership, and they bring their kineim that's partnered to the kohen, or shnasu to make kineim to the kohen, or they just gave the money in this partnership to the kohen, le'ezu sheyirtza ha'kohen Yaakov chatas, le'ezu sheyirtza kohen Yaakov ola. The kohen is permitted now to be makriv at his own will. This bird for the chatas, this bird for the ola. L'shem ha'achas for one woman, and then this bird for the chatas, this bird for the ola for the other woman. Meaning, shu mefarish ezek, he can pick whichever bird he wants to be makrev as the chatas, and which one for the ola, and for which woman he's being makrev each one. Bei mishim echad, bei mishnei shemos, whether it's of the same category of what's being given to him, or of two different categories. And the Gemara explains the reason of Rabbi Yossi is not because he holds of breira, meaning breira is retroactive, that at the time that the kohen is being makrev the khan, For one of them, it's Huver Vadavar Lamafreya, that the matter is known retroactively, that initially, at the time of the Lakicha of the Khan, this Khan was for her, and that Khan was for her. No, that's not the case over here. Because if Yossi holds Ain Brera, we don't say Brera. So what's the case here? It's that the Mishnah is discussing a case where Shehisnu Bishas Lakicha Sakinean, it was a Tanai made at the time of the taking of the Kinan, or at the time that it was given to the Kohen, the money that was given to the Kohen, that the Kohen can do with it as he wants. Las was called Kanshirta, and for who he wants. Therefore, the Kohen can make, the Kohen's like a shliach. He can divide the Kenan as he sees fit. you know, this one's the chatas, this one's the ola, this one's for that lady, this one's for that lady, and that's fine. We don't have to get onto brera, because when the birds or the money has been given to the kohen, it's been given to the kohen with the knowledge that the kohen can do with it as he wants, as he's representing both of these women. All right, and with that we conclude the first parak.